for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahias.
Douglas, what is in your sports menu for us this evening?
Well, Yahias, we kick off with the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Thank you. Algeria and Cape Verde became the first teams to qualify for January's Africa Cup of Nations finals. Algeria booked their place with a 3-0 win over visiting Malawi, while Cape Verde edged out Mozambique 1-0 to qualify. Group winners and runners-up and best third-place team qualify for finals with current host Morocco. However, the venue for next year's Africa Cup of Nations finals is in major doubt after the proposed host, Morocco, reiterated its fears over the Ebola outbreak on the continent. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, last week received a letter from the Moroccan government asking the tournament to be called off and had agreed to discuss the plans at the next executive meeting on November 2nd. The prospective hosts proposed either postponing the tournament until next year or allowing them to switch to the 2017 edition instead. But despite reports which quoted a source from the country's Minister of Sports on Thursday claiming that Morocco has now officially withdrawn in order to preserve what they said was safety of their citizens, Sports Minister Mohamed Ozine moved to clarify the situation on Thursday but admitted they will follow the recommendations of the World Health Organization. The 2013 host South Africa are now tipped to take over after reports that the country's football association was already in negotiation with CAF, although Sudan and Egypt have also expressed an interest in hosting the tournament. Ghana's sports minister Mahama Ayariga confirmed they are also considering a request from CAF to take over hosting the tournament. And now on to Johannesburg, South Africa, to join Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma, who has some more sports news, beginning with the African Women's Championships in Namibia.
Striker Deborah Engana-Moit scored in each half to propel Cameroon to a 2-0 triumph over Algeria as South Africa and Ghana drew 1-1 in Group B action at the Telkom Namibia Mobile African Women's Championship at the Sam Nujoma Stadium in Windhoek, Namibia on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Cape Verde Islands pipped Mozambique 1-0 as Algeria beat Malawi 3-0 in their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers on Wednesday. Cape Verde Islands and Algeria have qualified for the 2015 Nations Cup. Elsewhere, Egypt dismissed Botswana 2-0, Burkina Faso and Gabon drew 1-1, Togo edged Uganda 1-0, South Africa and Republic of Congo drew 0-0, Zambia outclassed Niger 3-0, Cameroon outplayed Sierra Leone 2-0, and Ethiopia surprised Mali 3-2. The Democratic Republic of Congo edged Ivory Coast 4-3, Ghana beat Guinea 3-1, Tunisia pipped Senegal 1-0, as African champions Nigeria outplayed Sudan 3-1, and Angola overpowered Lesotho 4-0. Here in South Africa, former South African President Frederick de Klerk is among the country's previous heads of state who recently received an award from the South Africa Football Association for their contribution to the success of the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. De Klerk says staging a successful World Cup shows the potential the country can achieve.
The award should actually have been presented to the South African people as a whole, because they, in my opinion, were the real stars of the 2010 World Cup. For a magical few weeks, they showed the successful outcomes we can achieve and the goodwill that we can generate when we South Africans work together for a common goal. I believe we should free ourselves from the divisive approaches that increasingly set some South Africans against each other. Maybe the best starting point really would be, as we did with the World Cup, identify our strengths, identify our weaknesses, highlight our strengths, improve there where we are weak. And if we do that with the economy, and if we have a World Cup approach to attract again investments from across the world, South Africa, as in 2010, can and will be a winner again.
That was Frederick de Klerk, a former South African head of state, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa.
That was Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma reporting in Johannesburg, South Africa. In Nigeria, the country's Football Federation has announced Shaibu Amadu will replace Stephen Keshi as Nigerian's coach. The decision comes only hours after Keshi, who had been without a contract, led Nigeria to a 3-1 win to revive their faltering campaign to reach Morocco. According to press reports, the announcement came after an emergency meeting. Amadu will handle the national team for the next two qualifiers in November, and then a permanent foreign coach is expected to be installed after that. He will face two must-win games, away to Congo and at home to South Africa, as the African champions continue to be at risk of failing to qualify to defend their title. Their victory over Sudan was the first in Group A and moves them off the foot of the table, but they are 3 points behind Congo, who occupy the second automatic qualification spot. The 56-year-old Amadu, who has previously managed the national team on four different occasions, will be assisted by Gemba Ogudbote and Salisu Yusuf. Amadu previously led the Nigerian to third place finish in the 2002 Nations Cup and also held the job between 1994 and 1997. He previously helped the country to qualify for the 2002 World Cup in Japan and South Korea. Under his stewardship, Nigeria qualified for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, but Amadu was sacked despite the team's third-place finish at the 2010 Africa Cup of Nations in Angola. Meanwhile, Samson Siasia, who was fired as Super Eagles coach in October 2011, has returned to the national team under the national under-23 coach.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
And in boxing, 8th Division World Champion Manny Pacquiao takes on Chris Algieri next month. Sunny Young sought out boxing analyst Nandi Hollywood Maweta, or as Sunny calls him, the reigning prince of pugilistics, to talk about this and other upcoming fights.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Namdi Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, getting ready for his next fight in November in Macau against American Chris Algieri. How's that fight shaping up?
Fight is shaping up good, but Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach don't believe this is going to be any tough fight. It's going to be an easy fight. Algieri is not a puncher, but he's a very good boxer. I see an upset here, Sonny, and then that will take us off that bandwagon of Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. They're looking down on this cat, Algieri, and they're not taking it serious. Fight is going to be in Macau, China. Everybody's waiting for him to blow at Algieri, and then we jump on the bandwagon and look for Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. People are tired of waiting. But personally, for me, I see a big upset. If not an upset, I see Manny Pacquiao looking real, real bad, and the fight fans will just say, forget this fight. The fight with Mayweather is 5 years past. You know, people don't really care about it anymore. Go back and look at pay-per-view number after the fight in Macau with Manny Pacquiao and Algieri. They're not going to make a million buy. The recent fight of Mayweather and Maidana, have we seen the pay-per-view numbers? No, we are yet to see the pay-per-view number. You know why? Because he did not crack a million buy. It's more like 950 or 925. So the figures we're hearing from the back door.
Namdi, Algieri with a big height advantage over the Pac-Man. Do you see that being a big factor in Macau?
definitely, Sonny, in the fight game, which is styles make fight, you know. This is one fight whereby if he's able to keep Manny Pacquiao outside and then box him and hold him and just rough handle him, man, he's a bigger one, bigger than Manny Pacquiao. I see a big upset here. Everybody say, oh, a Hollywood man, you hate Manny Pacquiao. I don't hate Manny Pacquiao. It's a bad fight for him, and I think he will lose this fight, and then we can forget about the multi-million-dollar payday we're looking at for Mayweather.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Regarding Floyd Mayweather, Namdi, should the Pac-Man not materialize, and it sounds like that is still way, way off, who would Mayweather fight next?
Good question, Sonny. Who will Mayweather fight? They're talking about Mayweather moving up to the middleweight and fighting Jermaine Taylor. It's like fighting a dead man. It's like going to the graveyard to dig up somebody, you know. Will the fight fans buy it? Maybe, because he's going to make history moving up from welterweight to middleweight, fighting a world champion. But a world champion may be in jail, so that may not even happen. So who will he fight? American is a very bad fight for Mayweather. The fight that may not mean nothing. Maybe Danny Garcia. So right now, let's just wait and see what will happen in Macau, what goes down in Macau. If there's a big upset in Macau, then forget about any big money fight for Mayweather anytime soon.
Namdi, as we talk, I'm packing my bags for a trip to the motherland, Nigeria, your home country. And I want to give a shout out for Channels Television and Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, both based in Lagos. The Brilla broadcasters also have stations in other parts of Nigeria, and Channels TV is heard and seen throughout the country. Just some general comments, Namdi, about the Nigerian sports fan.